Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for January 9th, 2009. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Our lead story this week once again takes a look at outcomes comparing chiropractors as primary care physicians using non-surgical, non-pharmaceutical chiropractic care to primary care physicians using conventional medicine. The results of the study found that with chiropractic care, there were 60.2 less in-hospital admission, 59% less days spent in hospitals, 62% fewer outpatient surgeries and procedures, and 83% less pharmaceutical costs. What is most impressive? The study was conducted over 7 years and on 70,274 member months. No small sampling. And while we were researching our stories for this week, we found an interesting article on WebMD. The article titled "Chiropractic Care May Reduce Surgeries, X-rays," the study comes from the American Specialty Health Plans of San Diego. The study showed chiropractic care cut the cost of treating back pain by 28%, reduced hospitalizations by 41%, reduced surgeries by 32%, and reduced the cost of imaging, MRIs and X-rays, by 37%. The best part, as most studies indicate, patient satisfaction with chiropractic care runs around 95%. And when I come back, we'll take a look at a recent survey from the American Association of Retired Persons and what you need to know about the so-called good bacteria that live in your gut.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
Seems like the high cost of medical care and health insurance has a lot of retired people worried. According to the news release from the American Association of Retired Persons, or AARP, 21% of those surveyed said they were not certain they could afford medical care in 2009. 15% said they had to cut down on medications or not fill prescriptions in the past year because they simply could not afford to pay for it. What is most revealing, though, is that 49% of the respondents said they now ask their doctor what lifestyle changes in regards to diet and exercise can they make to avoid taking the medications. And for our last story, according to researchers at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, there is now convincing proof that physicians should prescribe probiotics, sources of good quality bacteria, to patients given antibiotics to prevent diarrhea and increase the likelihood the patient completes their course of treatment. According to Dr. Kleiger, the lead author of the study, with the level of evidence that probiotics work and the large safety margins for them, we see no good reason not to prescribe probiotics whenever antibiotics are prescribed. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Although 20/20 vision is the standard that all of us believe we should have, only about 1/3 of the human race actually has 20/20 vision, whereas the remaining 2/3 of the population wears glasses or contacts. And as we get older, those of us with so-called perfect vision will most likely lose it. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's Health News was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.